Star presents Nelson Eddy. It's a pleasant hour for light and power. Brought to you by 167 business managed electric companies. With Robert Armbruster, the orchestra and chorus, our guest, Hoagy Carmichael, your announcer, Frank Graham. And starring Nelson Eddy.
The sun is a-shining to welcome the day. I welcome to the fair. The folk are all singing so merry and gay. I welcome to the fair. All the stalls on the green are as fine as can be, with trinkets and tokens so pretty to see. So it's all then, maidens and men to the fair in the bright of the morning. So deck yourselves out in your finest array, for the high
One Morning in May, sung by Nelson Eddy.
The world
you go for magic?
Sure, Frank. What have we got her? New card trick?
Nothing as simple as all that.
You aren't going to start pulling cigarettes out of the air, are you?
I wish I could. No, Nelson, I was just thinking how when you go to the theater and watch a magician saw a lady in half, you know you're seeing an illusion, not a fact.
It's a lot of fun to watch, though.
Sure it is. But it just isn't so, and you know it. But when the first of the month rolls around and you look over your electric bill, that's not an illusion. It's a fact, and a mighty important one. Because the fact of the matter is that if you're an average American family, you're getting about twice as much electricity for your money today as you did 15 years ago. And that's in contrast to increased prices for practically everything else you buy. All in all, it's an even tougher job to keep the price of electricity pinned right down to the floor in wartime than it is to saw a lady in half and then restore her unharmed. Yes, good electric service at such a low price may seem like magic, yet it isn't done with mirrors. It's done by careful planning, hard work, and sound experience management.
Brethren and sisters, my subject today is a beautiful city. It's a big city with 12 gates. That's what it says right there in Revelation. And that's where you're going to go if you do what the good books say. They all better be good. Because when you see it, you'll clap your hands together and you'll start singing, "Oh, what a beautiful city."
Classics of our time, now woven into a musical pattern by Robert Armbruster and the orchestra.
singing, Bob. Nice composing, too, by that Hoosier music maker, star of his own radio show, Something New, and screen actor, Hoagy Carmichael.
Well, that's a lot of fancy billing, Nelson, for a plain old piano player.
Well, for a plain old piano player, you've turned out a lot of good music, Hoagy.
I'm glad to hear you say that. You know, most people think of me as a composer of jazz tunes.
Well, aren't you?
Strictly speaking, no. In fact, I've only written one real jazz tune in my life. That was my first one, a little thing called Riverboat Shuffle.
When did you write that one?
When I was a wacky guy running around in a green slicker at Indiana University.
Sort of a Hoosier hotshot.
Yeah, but today I'm called the gentleman from Indiana.
Well, what prompted you to make music your career, gentlemen?
Oh, environment, I guess. Environment, I guess, Nelson. There was a lot of interest in popular music when I was going to college. In fact, Cole Porter, Phil Harris, and Red Nichols all came from Indiana.
And you went from the halls of learning right to the halls of dancing.
Right, Nelson. I played piano for the great Vic Beiderbecke, but my main interest was composition. So I began playing less and writing more.
Mm-hmm. And among your great song hits, Hoagy, is one I'm sure our listeners all remember. And we'd like to have you singing for us now on the electric hour. Here in distinctive Carmichael style is Lazy River.
I like lazy weather. I like lazy days. Can't be blamed for having lazy ways. Some old lazy river sleeps beside my door, whispering to the sunlit shore. Up a lazy river where the old mill runs, meet lazy, lazy river in the noonday sun. Linger in the shade of a kind old tree. Draw away your troubles in a dream with me. Up a lazy river where the robins sing. Awake the bright new morning, drinking low for long. Blue skies up above, everyone's in love. Such a lazy river, how happy would you be? Such a lazy river, with me.
The cook, she's name was Rosie. and throw the big anchor, but still shall it drift. The crew sinks and rests on the shore,
because he's all
the night was dark like one black cat away from flying fast, when the captain takes a rosy girl and tie her to the mast. And he also takes the life preserve and jump off on the lake and say goodbye, my Rosie dear. I go wrong for your sake. Next morning,
over the story of this great country of ours, I came to a conclusion. I can't help but think that the secret of our strength lies, in large part, the national trait of character. Our dissatisfaction with everything that is not the best. Even the best is not good enough for most of us. And for this reason, we've become pioneers in better living.
Get out like a lion, or whipping up the water in the bay. When April cried and set the fire, and along came pretty little May.
And along came pretty little May.
May was full of promises, but she didn't keep them quick enough for some. And a crowd of scouting promises was predicting that the time would never come.
It's come, my son, you can feel it, it's come, you can feel it in your heart, you can feel it in the ground.
You can hear it in the streets, you can smell it in the breeze. Look around, look around, look around. Joan is bursting out all over the meadow and the hill. But the busting out of bushes and the rock and rip of bushes, every little wheel that wheel beside a mill. Joan is busting out all over. The feeling is getting so intense that the young Virginia creepers have been hugging up the keepers out of all the morning glories on the bed. Because it's soon, 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 soon. Yes, because it's soon, soon. Busted out with that. Love is fun, my brother Junior, and my sister's even room, and my pride didn't keep
Electric Hour in the New York area are the Consolidated Edison System Companies. We join with 166 other business-managed, tax-paying, self-supporting electric companies to bring you these friendly talks about the electric business and what business enterprise can do to build an even greater America. Now back to Nelson Eddy.
I want to thank Hoagy Carmichael for being with us this afternoon. Next week, Robert Armbruster, the orchestra and chorus, Frank Graham, and I will meet you once again on the Electric Hour. Our guest will be Florence Stewart, soprano. Until next Sunday, then, may happiness light your home and more power to you.
The Electric Hour comes to you from Hollywood and is transmitted to our troops overseas by the Armed Forces Radio Service. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.